Welcome back to Reptile Discoveries. My name is Sophie.
And my name is Simon.
And I'm the co-host on this episode. We have quite a few topics to talk about today. We have things coming up on Facebook. We have new social media accounts, including a secondary sister page linked to Reptile Discoveries. We also have a couple of podcasts, which are moving over to YouTube once a week. We have a new co-host, Mike, joining us at some point in the year as well. We are going to do at least one live a week on Facebook. Now, let's get the show rolling and I'll hand you over to the main man, Simon, to explain more.
Hi, welcome back, guys, to Reptile Discoveries. As Sophie was saying, we have got quite a few to update yous about. The first thing is we have got a sister page from Reptile Discoveries on Facebook. What the sister page is called RD Breeding. And what that is, it's pretty much says it in the name. When we breed in, we can tell you guys, update you guys what animals are breeding. If you're interested in having any of babies, just comment that you're interested and we go further messaging wise. We are setting up a website for all this so you guys can purchase stuff off there later. I don't know if it's going to be later in the year or next year this is going to be up and running, but for now, that's in a process of working. We have got Snapchat open, so if you look for Reptile Discoveries, we're going to post stuff on there daily, like what we're up to, little videos to keep you all guys updated. We have got over 50 followers, I believe, so far on there at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's rising quite quickly. It's another platform to get more followers on to convert everyone over to Facebook and YouTube. We have got everything in place. We are going to start doing very soon in the next couple months live podcast. Can't wait for that. In that time as well, we are going to do once a week minimum live Facebook lives. So I'll be on my main account on Reptile Discoveries, and we are going to do one on the breeding page as well. So either way, if it's not on Reptile Discoveries, it will be on the sister page once a week minimum at the moment. Guys, if you haven't picked up any of my merchandise, go over and have a look at it. I have decided that I'm going to open up another store, so there will be hats and loads of other things, not just on one site, there will be two eventually, so it'll be more products for you guys to have a look at as well. As I said earlier, on Facebook we are doing minimum of one show a week. We probably will be bumping it up a couple times randomly during the week. I'm not too sure what days I will be doing them live, but I will be letting you know more shortly. Keep an eye out on Facebook because I will be uploading that on a daily basis now, because there's more than one person updating them. It'd be me and Sophie updating Facebook on a daily basis. Guys, we are in the process. I know I said about a podcast on YouTube, but we are doing a podcast for Sophie, a takeover on here as well. That's going to be with Mike. He'll be coming along helping us out as well. He knows quite a bit about animals. He's had quite a bit. We will be doing a show with him, introducing him and many other things as well. Guys, what we have had, if you're not aware, that I've had my praying mantis lay a sack of eggs back in the year. It should have been about 1500. We've got 40 odd spiders, what we had, which we sold quite a few of them now. Let us know if you're listening to this, because we probably might have some spiders still left. We have got some African land snails later in the year breeding as well. I'm not going to do what I've done last year and feed them off to my spiders and other animals. What I'm going to do is sell them as well. If you're interested in African land snail, I will be selling them as well. Go onto Facebook and get in touch with us, and we will reply back as soon as we can. We are very busy here So as soon as we get a message, we will reply back as soon as possible. I don't know if we've explained it before in our other podcast. Sophie is doing coursework to do with the business, so when we open up our shops and everything, she can help manage a lot more with her skills and that through the coursework. I'll probably be doing the same thing. I've got a lot under my belt at the moment with a lot of projects, so is Sophie. The main thing with her at the moment, I believe, is the coursework.
Yeah, that's me. Main focus at the minute is getting this course finished. It's a lot of hard work, but it's going to be worth it to get the qualification at the end of it.
Yeah, you've told me quite a few things about the coursework, and yeah, it's mental. Like, I thought a meeting is like a couple of meetings, but it's, you wouldn't have thought, like, it's like four or five different meetings, and yeah, and you have to invite certain people from these meetings. It's harder than you think running a business.
Yeah, when you look at it from the outside, it just looks like, oh, someone's having a meeting, or you don't know the ins and outs of how businesses run. But when you do the coursework, it goes into depth about everything, and it's not easy.
No, I looked at it and I'm like, should I have done this? Should I reevaluate my life's goals? But no, it's going to be worth it in the end. Like, it's not going to be a 9-to-5 job. It's going to be like a 16-17 hour work day, but I love working, so that's me all over. I don't know about Sophie, but I just love doing what I do.
I don't mind working. I'd rather just do the admin side of it, though, because I like paperwork.
As I said in a lot of my lives lately, I am going to try and get Sophie live a little bit more so she gets used to the camera. She does get shy in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And you've done a YouTube channel for the 23rd of March, was it? Yeah, it's March. What's coming out, or what is out? You guys, go and check that out on YouTube. That will be out, or is out now. And you can see how nervous she is then compared to me when I'll pop up towards the end.
The difference between me and Simon is I'm quite shy on camera, where Simon's very fluent. So I'd rather Simon just does the talking and I'm just in the background.
I'll give you 6 months to a year and you're going to be fluent. You won't think about it, you just plod along, get on with it. Just fluent.
Practice is key.
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. I'm looking forward to all these podcast things. I know we've got quite a bit going on. I've got the podcast on a Saturday with lads in America. Go and check that out, guys. That'd be in my link tree on Facebook. What that's about is fishing and outdoor discoveries. I'm a co-founder in it, and we just talk about loads of different stuff. We do topics about half an hour, 40 minutes. Then we do it every week. We just go off topic. That's the American thing, I believe.
Yeah, it seems to be a regular occurrence, doesn't it?
Yeah, but people enjoy it anyway, so I think they enjoy it more when we go off topic, because we do talk about random things all the time.
Yeah, you just could talk about literally anything.
Yeah, it's like a little shiny thing over there. It stops us from talking about the main thing, and we concentrate on a little shiny thing over there. Guys, I don't know how it happened, but soon Sophie done something on Facebook. I believe it was the merch, when you put up the drop merch photos.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I had the merch out for like just over a year, I think, soon as you posted them photos, my Facebook went mental with people following me and everything.
Yeah, I think it's probably because they can see that it's an actual business. I think people can actually see that it's an actual business, and that you've got your merch. So I think that's why it's...
Yeah, because we've had quite a few people message us. I think because the timeline messaged us, there was like stupid clock at night, but in American time it's like afternoon-ish. Where they've been asking for an iguanas, that they're interested in what we're doing, and loads of other things. It's gone completely mad. I'm happy about it, but the things what people are asking, we're not really doing at the moment.
Yeah, like the green iguanas, that's not something we can do right now.
No, not at the moment, but maybe in the future. I did say within 5 years, I will probably look into sending animals out to America, but not just yet. I want to concentrate in England at the moment, but in the near future, I do want to send abroad. Yeah. As long as the animal is fit and ready to go, I'm not going to send them while they're underweight. I want them to be on a healthy scale and properly looked after.
Yeah, I think 5 years is realistic.
Yeah, because I've got other future plans going with the business. The business, I think Sophie's getting annoyed with me because I've got so many ideas that I keep throwing at her. Things with businesses, plans always change constantly, and I've changed quite a few things lately, haven't I?
Yeah, but it's not annoying us. It just keeps it fun.
Yeah, because you've started up with the web page. Now I'm changing it to the sister page. But then I might change things in it again. So if you can see her face right now, you can see like she's like, oh damn, wish I never started.
No, it keeps it fun. I don't mind.
But that's the problem with me. Like, I always think of new ways around things. With the sister page and Reptile Discoveries, I'm not too sure because I will eventually have a phone number for them. I don't know how to have two different numbers or keep it to one. I'm not too sure. There most probably be two different email addresses for the breeding page and Reptile Discoveries. I'll be working on them in the next couple months. I need to have a final say on them and make up my mind, and it's just little bits and pieces that I need to proper work on, all the fine little details.
Yeah.
Guys, if you've got any questions or anything about this podcast, go into Facebook, message us, or find us on any social media. Let us know by saying list for the podcast and giving us your question, and we will answer your questions on here.
Yeah, we will. If anyone's got any, like, if there's something you want to see more of, just let us know.
Yeah, if there's anything on Facebook or any other social media that you want to see more of, like animals or Sophie talking or me talking or anything like that, just let us know and we do our best for that to happen. Guys, have you got anything else to say?
No, I don't think I do. No.
No. I'm gonna wrap it here now, guys, and I'll probably hear from me next week. If not, it'd be from Sophie. We soon find out she's ready to do a takeover. Her takeover is definitely on a Wednesday. I'm not too sure what day or month yet when it's going to be up and going, but it is going to be definitely this year.
Yeah, we'll sort it out.
Yeah, it'll probably be towards near the end of the year, maybe later in the year, summertime roughly.
Yeah.
Right, guys, I'm going to wrap it up now, and hopefully everyone's safe and well, and I'll see you next week. Take it easy, guys.
Bye, everyone.